السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله ودفز الكرم من إحسان فالله تعالى. We now come to verse number 3 of Suratul Alaq. So, as we were discussing, that Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hubbiba ilayhi al-khala, we discussed how Ma Khadija radiyallahu anha used to prepare something, give it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to the cave, he'll stay there, and then the angel came, squeezed him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to read. And each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I cannot read. And then eventually Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that read in the name of your Rabb. These were the first 5 verses revealed. Read in the name of your Rabb who created, meaning Allah ta'ala created everything. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ, who created man from a clot of blood. اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ, read, and your Rabb is most magnanimous. Your Rabb is most magnanimous. Kareem, you know, your Rabb is Kareem. Our Hazrat Mu'izz Fateh Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to explain that what is Kareem? You say Allah Ta'ala is Kareem. What does it mean that Allah Ta'ala is Kareem? It means that Allah Ta'ala gives even though we are not deserving. In the dunya, people see who's deserving. They give you accordingly. But Allah Ta'ala gives even though we are undeserving. We're not deserving, Allah Ta'ala still gives us. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ, Allah Ta'ala is that Zat, He is that being who taught by the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, and Allah Ta'ala is that being who taught man what he did not know. Everything, all knowledge comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So these first verses, first 5 verses, were the first verses of the Quran Sharif to be revealed. So Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated what Jibreel alayhi salam said. Now before we continue, there is a lot of discussion on why did Jibreel alayhi salam squeeze Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it comes in one riwayat, that he squeezed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt pain. So why did he squeeze Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the ulama explain, some ulama say that this was a test. It was a test to see whether Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read anything of his own accord in order to save himself from this. That who is this person just pitched up here now in the cave and then he's squeezing me, he's telling me to read. So would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just read anything from his own side? But no. Each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't know how to read. It is only when Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that read in the name of your Rabb, right? Then only did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read whatever Jibreel alayhi salam told him to read. The other thing that most ulama say, that you see, we learn from this, that ilm deen is transferred from heart to heart. When Jibreel alayhi salam squeezed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he held Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his heart. So there was something being transferred from heart to heart. So in ilm-e-deen is not acquired from books. It's not acquired just from reading books. Ilm-e-deen is acquired from hearts. So if for a person to study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will have to study under an ustad. And that ustad should have studied under his ustad and his ustad. Right? And the link goes up to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this ilm-e-deen, the truth, because ilm-e-deen is a noor. One is the words anybody can read. But if you really want that ilm-e-deen, the benefit of that ilm-e-deen, then it is a noor. This is why so much of respect must be shown to our kitabs, our pens, any tool that we are using, the desks, any tool that we are using to acquire ilm-e-deen, we must show respect to it, adab to it. Right? And then more so the ustad. You're studying by the ustad. So now you've got to show the ustad a lot of respect, right? In order to get the noor. Now, this is not the same, or it is not true when it comes to worldly knowledge or secular knowledge. There is no noor. Worldly knowledge, you're just learning a skill. You're learning how to farm, or you're learning how to build, or you're learning how to do some plumbing. It's a skill. You're acquiring a skill. There's no noor in it. Yes, you can use it to earn your rozi. And secular knowledge, this has got darkness in it. It's got darkness in it. The people that teach secular knowledge, whether they know it or they don't know it, but they are like agents of shaitan. Because if you check in the dictionary, I'm not saying it, go check up in the dictionary, in their dictionaries, what is the meaning of secular? Secular is a godless science. That's the translation of the word secular. A godless science. You can check it up for yourself. So ilm-e-deen, this has got noor in it. So it transfers from heart to heart, heart to heart. So this is why Jibreel alayhi salam, he held Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tight to transfer from heart to heart. You know, there are recorded incidents amongst the pious, the Buzurgani Deen. But sometime a Buzurg, he is on his deathbed, right? He's passing away now. Then a certain person comes to visit. The buzurg, they know now this buzurg is not well, most probably doesn't have too much time left in the dunya, so people go to visit, etc. So it has happened that a person comes to visit, and the buzurg all the time is weak, he's just making salam with people, all that. But when this particular person comes to visit, then he calls the person and he embraces him. And then, not long after that, this buzurg passes away. And then it is found that this person here, he may have been a murid, he may have been, doing certain things, making khidmat of the sheikh and all that. But after that embrace, something happened to him. After that embrace, certain things opened up to him now which were not open to him before. So that buzur, whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted to be transferred from his heart to that person's heart, it got transferred. Now this doesn't mean that you want to become an adim, so you just go and now embrace one another adim and say, right, you transferred in my heart and all. No, you got to study the words, you got to understand everything, but if you really want to be guided by that knowledge, then you need the noor. You need the noor. You see, to understand it, you understand it like this, right? See, I have a manual in my hand, right? I have a manual with all instructions how to assemble this machine, right? So I've got a manual in my hand. But it's night time and ESCOM load shedding, right? So it's pitch black, dark. Now I can't read this manual. Now, everything is there, all the instructions are there, everything is there, but I can't read it. Right? So now somebody brings a torch and they shine the torch. So when they shine the torch, hey, now I can read all the instructions. So prior to that, the instructions were there, but I couldn't take benefit from it because I couldn't see it. Understand? So dini knowledge, when Allah Ta'ala blesses the person with his noor, now he really takes benefit from that knowledge. Now Allah Ta'ala gives him hidayat, and he becomes or she becomes a means of hidayat for others also. So Allah Ta'ala takes work of deen from the person. The person himself would get the tawfiq to practice on that knowledge, and the person will assist others also to become practicing. Right? Otherwise, you'll get the words. You may be a good orator. You got oratory skills. You give a good talk and all that. Flowery talk. People will come out from there and say, hey, what a dynamic speaker, right? But nobody changed their lives. The speaker himself, he got no sunnah in his life. He's hardly following the shariat. And the people who listen to his talks, they too hardly any change comes into their lives. On the other hand, you'll get a person, you know, sometimes you listen to the talks of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Naam Barakatuh, right? So you take Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, when you look at him, his dressing is very, very simple. Sometimes one sock's higher than the other socks, you know. Because they don't waste money on things like us, right? So, very simple. When he starts talking, it is his habit that he will read some stanzas from Qasida Burda, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Ali's composition. And he won't worry about what tune, whether he's sounding nice now, you know, this thing is going to be recorded, it's on air, and so many people are going to get the recording, and I'm sounding gruff voice here and froggy voice. No, he's not worried about all that. He will read it in his own whatever, however, but he's reading with love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you will listen to that and you are affected. There's no tune there, there's no sweet voice or anything, no. But you will listen to it and you are affected. Right? Then he will give a talk in simple language. Simple things. Certain things you may have heard before also. But you are just affected. Same with Mufti Ibrahim Sanaji Sahab. They talk simple language. If you take Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahab, still Mufti Ibrahim Sanaji Sahab and Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, they have a better command of the English language. Maulana Magda Sahab, he doesn't have that command of the English language that they have. Right? So his English is even more simple. And sometimes if you don't understand how he talks, you'll miss one, two things. You got to get used to his way of talking. But the effect is something else. The effect is something else. Azam Yus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what effect in his bayans? What effect? Just the other day, not the other day, this morning, one person who was in the madrasa here some time ago, so he sent me a message. Last night he sent me a message. Just salam and, you know, requesting du'as, how you, how's Ramadan going, and du'as. So I just answered, wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, gave him some du'a and requested du'as from him. So, this morning I see there's another message from him. So initially I'm thinking, oh, why did I answer his message? Because I normally Ramadan time, I don't answer too many messages and all that. I said, now why did I answer his message now? Don't tell me now. There's some problem now, you know. So today also somebody sent me a message, said, Maulana, I need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, some urgent matter. I said, bhai, please. The very urgent matter right now is Ramadan Sharif. That's the urgency. If your matter is very urgent, you can go to the Jamiat office or something. If it can wait till after Ramadan, then you phone me after Ramadan. Right? So everybody got an urgent matter. But it's not really urgent. Right now, just immerse ourselves in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Open the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a shifa for everything. Read our namazes, our tarawih. One youngster, yesterday I met him. Youngster, you know. He's going to a white school, all that. Now he's leaving for Umrah, right? But he says, you know, Maulana, I really wanted to get my khatam, my tarawih khatam. If I'm going to go for Umrah, then the whole khatam is going to go off. So I went to one place where they were reading three paras a night. So I got my khatam. You know? If he's so happy, a young man, right, in matric, I think he is this year, right, but he's so concerned about his khatam, you know, he's taking his Ramadan Sharif seriously. So this person is telling me, he said, Maulana, I got one ajeeb kalguzari for you. You know, like a report. So he says that I met one friend of mine. And this friend, I knew him from school days. He was heavy on drugs. He was, you know, experimenting this drug, that drug, and then he got heavily involved in drugs and he was like off the rails. I met him the other day and he's looking so well. You know, he's got sunnat libas, and he's in the masjid, and he's looking fresh and bright, and you can see this man is clean. He's not touching drugs now. So asking me, what happened to you? You know, like, last we know now you were in the doldrums, now what happened? You're looking good, man. So he's saying, you know, I myself, I don't know what happened. He says, there was this alim, he gave the alim's name. He said, this alim came here to the... to our town, and he had a program in this certain masjid. I went for that program per chance. Like, nothing is per chance. When Allah wants to give hidayat, Allah gives hidayat. Allah creates the means. So I went to the masjid there, and this person gave a talk, and after that talk, that feeling just came into me that, you know what, hey, I must just give up all these drugs and give up this life now. So he says, I'm asking him, so did the Maulana, did he talk about the prohibition of, you know, drugs, or what was the bayan about? He said, you're asking me. I don't know what the bayan was about. I wasn't even listening. I just went there by default. I wasn't even listening to the bayan. I don't even know what he spoke about. But at the end of the bayan, this feeling just came into me that, hey, you know what, you need to wake up and give up this life. And I just gave it up. I didn't even need to go rehab. I didn't even have to give it up slowly or anything. I just left everything finished. And since then, I never touched anything. Allah forgive him, tawfiq, he don't touch anything for the rest of his life, right? And protect us all. But this is what I'm talking about. That effect. That effect. Sometimes it's not even the words. Is to say that the Buzrugani Deen, when they speak, their words come out in a capsule of Noor. We're talking about this Noor. So their words come out in a capsule of Noor. And that is what enters the ears and penetrates the heart when it is in the capsule of Noor. If the speaker is speaking but he hasn't developed Noor within him, then it only affects the ears. It doesn't penetrate the heart. Understand? But obviously, the person who is listening, he must also be sitting there sincerely. And then it penetrates the heart. Right? So, Jibreel alayhi salam squeezed Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the command to read, Allah Ta'ala says, read, iqra, read. The command to read is general. It doesn't refer to anything specific. The first verse of the surah refers to Allah Ta'ala's making of the entire creation. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb. That being who created, in other words, everything Allah Ta'ala created. Allah Ta'ala's creation is the greatest manifestation of His power by which we ought to recognize Allah. By looking at the creation of Allah, you recognize who Allah Ta'ala is. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala refers specifically to the creation of man. First, Allah Ta'ala spoke about creation in general. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks specifically about the creation of man. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Allah Ta'ala is that being who created man from a clot of blood. So although other animals are also created in the same way, but insan needs to be more grateful to Allah Ta'ala because Allah Ta'ala blessed insan with aqal mandi. What is aqal mandi? Intelligence. Allah Ta'ala blessed insan with intelligence. Now, how does insan make shukr to Allah? For this intelligence that Allah Ta'ala gave him, how does he make shukr to Allah? He makes shukr by being obedient to Allah Ta'ala. One is he engages in ibadat, dua, zikr, etc., Quran Sharif. But he must live his life in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now he is making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala says, read and your Rabb is most magnanimous, who taught by the pen, he taught man what he did not know. So it was Allah Ta'ala, the creator, who taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know. Allah Ta'ala taught him. Knowledge is not restricted to teachers and books. A great deal of knowledge is not received from them. Allah Ta'ala does not require means to educate a person. Allah Ta'ala can teach a person with or without a pen, teacher or books. How you are taught by Allah? Wattaqullah. Allah Ta'ala says, Wattaqullah. Fear Allah. Adopt taqwa. This whole Ramadan Sharif is to bring taqwa. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukum Allah. Adopt taqwa. Live a life of taqwa. Meaning shun all gunas. Shun all gunas. Fulfill all the obligations, all the commands. Live your life according to the sunnah. Stay away from sins. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukum Allah. Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you. That doesn't mean you're going to be taught something different from the Sharia. That's from Shaitan. What it means, Allah will inspire you. Allah will inspire you with goodness. Allah will give you deeper understanding of His deen. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq. Grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته